Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take one. Hello everyone.
We are about to go on a deep dive into the strange, the unexplained, and the downright mind-boggling. Today, we're talking about something that has made people question reality itself. As Chris said 2 minutes ago, the Manila effect, but we all know it's the Mandela effect.
Haven't we already talked about this?
No, that's deja vu.
Oh, okay.
Goober.
So have you ever been absolutely convinced that something happened one way, only to find out it never did? If so, congratulations. You may have experienced the Mandela effect. So grab a drink, settle in, and prepare to have your mind blown as we unravel some of the most famous Mandela effects out there.
Yeah, so let's start with where the whole... you are rubbing off on me, but we're going to keep this in there. Let's start with where this whole thing got its name. The term Mandela Effect was coined by researcher and paranormal consultant Fiona Broom. Fiona is an awesome name, by the way.
I do like Fiona.
Oh, I should write a Fiona into one of my books. I like that name. Remind me of this when I say yes. I need a girl name. It all started when she attended a conference and discovered that several people, including herself, had distinct memories of Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s, which I think we all thought he died in prison in the 1980s. I was also under that impression.
They even recall news coverages or heartfelt funeral and public reactions. But in our reality, Nelson Mandela was released from prison in 1990 and later became the president of South Africa. He actually passed away in 2013. So how did so many people have the same false memory? Well, that's what we're diving in today. Buckle up, because things are about to get wild and weird.
They are. But we like wild and weird over here. Before we get into examples, we should probably talk about why this might be happening. And there are a few theories floating around out there. One, parallel universes. Some believe that we are shifting between parallel realities. And in some of those universes, things were different. Maybe in one reality, Mandela really did die in prison. What's that called? Isn't that string theory or something?
Yes.
You know why I know that, right?
Star Trek.
No, we talked about that in the 1967 episode. I've never seen Star Trek. The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yes.
That's where
yes.
I first learned about string theory. But no, they talked about it on that show Fringe, too.
Yes.
If you ever watched that show Fringe, what was it, from like the early 2000s? I don't even know.
Top five shows.
Super good show, but they do go into other dimensions. There are parallel universes in that show, and it was really good. Another theory that's floating around is the faulty memory and confabulation. And you're welcome for not making you say that. Our brains are powerful, but they aren't perfect. Well, some of yours might not be. Mine is. Memories can change over time, and sometimes our brains fill in gaps with what seems logical. Another one is mass misattribution and social influence. So once an idea spreads, people tend to reinforce it within groups. If someone confidently states that Mandela died in the 1980s, others might go, yeah, I remember that too. But I do remember hearing about that back in the 80s. Until I wrote this, I didn't even remember that he was the president of South Africa. Like, I think I maybe heard that after, but I did think he died, and I don't know why I thought that. But the fourth and final possible theory is time travel, or I'd love to say this in real life, glitches in the Matrix. Of course, for those of us who love a good sci-fi theory, some believe that the Mandela effect is evidence of time travelers tweaking the past or glitches in our simulated reality.
All right, let's get into the real fun. The mind-blowing examples of the Mandela effect that will make you question everything you thought you knew.
Yeah, so the first one is Bernstein versus Bernstein Bears. And apparently it's Bernstain, but You guys know it was really the Bernstein, Stein Bears. This is one of the most famous cases of the Mandela Effect. I know many people, including myself, remember that the beloved children's book series was the Bernstein Bears with an E, but they, some people are claiming that it's always been Bernstein with an A. So cue the childhood crisis. I wish I had kept my books.
Yes.
Because I would put money that it was Bernstein with an E.
All right, next one is Looney Tunes, spelled T-U-N-E-S, versus Looney Tunes, spelled T-O-O-N-S. You might swear it was spelled Looney Tunes with two O's because you know cartoons, but it's actually Looney Tunes, a nod to its musical roots. Makes sense, but still feels weird because in my head right now, I still see tunes with two O's.
No, it's T-U-N-E-S, and I'm not on board with this one, partially because I was raised by Bugs Bunny during my childhood, but no, that one I can't get on board with. The next one is the Monopoly Man's missing monocle. Many of us remember the Monopoly Man, a.k.a. Rich Uncle Pennybags, with a monocle, but guess what? He never had one. Are we confusing him with Mr. Peanut, maybe? Probably, actually, but it's still a little unsettling. And again, I wish I had saved my original version of Monopoly because then we'd know for sure.
Now, this one has been in the media, social media, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's a Star Wars misquote. Luke, I'm your father. One of the most famous movie quotes of all time. It never happened. Darth Vader never says, Luke, I'm your father. Instead, he simply says, no. I am your father. Yet pop culture has cemented this incorrect version in our minds.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one, and I've seen tons of memes about this, and it is hotly, hotly debated, especially among us Generation X people, the Sinbad Genie movie called Shazam. This is a wild one, you guys, because many people distinctly remember a movie from the 90s starring the comedian Sinbad as a genie called Shazam. But apparently, that movie never existed. Some argue that they might be confusing it with Kazam, which starred Shaquille O'Neal, but others swear up and down that they saw Sinbad in a turban granting wishes. I don't know. I never saw it, but I do have vague memories of it. And I don't remember the movie with Shaquille at all.
I've seen Shaquille.
I didn't even know he acted.
He did.
I love Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know why. I just think he's, like, awesome. He's got his hands, like, in a little bit of everything, including Five Guys, delicious burgers. And he just seems really cool. I don't know if he's like that in real life, but I have a feeling he is. Like, he just seems like he's cool, down to earth. I love Shaq. Oh, anyway, go on.
All right, next one. For the candy lovers out there, Kit Kat. Hyphen or no hyphen? Well, if you think Kit Kat was once spelled with a hyphen, you're not alone. But there's no hyphen. Never has been. And it's the candy bar's been playing tricks on all of us.
Give me a break. See what I did there? But we have it written here, and it's all one word with both K's capitalized. Do you know what I mean? I always thought it was two separate words, Kit and Cat. But so I guess some people thought there was a hyphen, and then I didn't even know it was all one word. So this one blew my mind, actually, when I was researching this to put it down. And we're back to Star Wars. This is the second Star Wars reference. I actually probably should have put this one up higher with the other Star Wars one. But C-3PO, his leg, it's not all gold. So did you know that, what's his name? C-3PO's right leg was silver in the original trilogy? Many people remember him as being entirely gold, but if you go back and watch, you'll see the silver leg.
Yeah, I actually knew that one.
I didn't know that one. I never noticed it, and I don't remember the last time I saw The Empire Strikes Back.
Maybe we'll have to do a rewatch.
I would actually rewatch those. Those were good movies.
All right, next one is We Are the Champions by Queen. Is it missing an ending? So most people remember Queen's song, We Are the Champions, ending with the lyrics of the world. But that line does not actually appear at the very end of the original recording. It exists earlier in the song, but the ending is just silence. So why do we all remember it differently?
I don't know if I remember it or not, honestly. I know Queen was one of the bands I grew up on because my dad loved Queen. He had actually great taste in music, if you're listening to this, Dad. I didn't appreciate it at the time. I appreciate it now. I do know they say "Of the World" somewhere in there, but I don't think I could have told you where in the song that it comes up. But anyway, next we're gonna do another one, which is wild to me, and this one blew my mind. Oscar Mayer versus Oscar Mayer. So Oscar Meyer versus Oscar Mayer. And many remember the famous hot dog brand, and I think they have bologna too, as Oscar Mayer with an E, Meyer. But look again, it's Oscar Mayer. And that one stings just a little for some people, but isn't it? My bologna has a
The
first
first
name,
name
it's
with the
Oscer. My
yep
bologna has a second
that
name,
name
it's Mayer. So if you sing the song, nobody should be remembering it as Meyer. So sorry to burst your bubble, you
All right, this last one, is it
guys.
Febreze or Febreze? One E or two E? So it's that air freshener you've been using. Is it spelled Febreze? Or is it Febreeze? Well, there's no extra E. So who knew?
I would never have guessed that. I think every time I've ever written it, I've spelled it with Breeze.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So what do you guys make of all this? Are we sliding through parallel universes, or are our brains just playing tricks on us? Either way, the Mandela effect is a fascinating glimpse into how collective memory works and how easy it can be manipulated.
So what about you? Have you ever experienced a Mandela effect? That moment that left you shaking? Let us know. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends so you can blow their minds too.
What about you? Do you remember anything else that we didn't add to the list? Anything that you swear was true but wasn't?
I swear I get all these podcasts right in my head.
I'm sure you do. I'm here to confidently remind you that you do not, but I still love you. Yeah, where were we? Were we saying goodbye?
Yes.
Oh, well. I don't know what that was. That was just like a brain lapse. But until next time, you guys, stay curious, stay skeptical, and maybe, just maybe, try to check things twice before you assume you remember something correctly.
And until next time, see you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
And a wild crocodile.
Oh, I was gonna say, I've always been saying see you later, alligator. I was trying to give them a Mandela effect, but
Oh,
you messed it up.
my bad.
That's okay. Because I was going to say, I've always been saying, see you later, alligator.
Oh, and they have them go back and check.
Yeah. That's okay. Now you don't have to go back and check. Okay, bye.